You wore the badge with honor. Was proud to support his community. And cared deeply about his family. Police officer William Matthews was struck and killed by a car on Highway 12 on September 8th in Wayzata. He was in the process of removing debris from the roadway when the vehicle struck him on a Friday afternoon. The driver of the car was driving on a revoked license and was under the influence of narcotics at the time.
I was at home getting ready for work when I received a text from a coworker saying there was an accident. And then we got further updates that Bill had died. It was like losing a family member.
A senseless tragedy that took an officer, father, and husband away way too soon.
I was really tough. I mean, it was really sad. I mean, I'd known Bill, you know, for a very long time, and when I found that he passed, it was heart-wrenching. It was one of the hardest days of my life. It really hurts.
It took the life of a 47-year-old who lived to help others way too early.
Losing someone like this is tragic. And Bill was very loved, and he was a great father, and he was a wonderful husband.
A hero in every regards. I mean, as a friend, as a father, as a husband to Sean, as a friend to me, as a co-worker to all of us, just, he defines hero.
The tragedy left a wife without a husband and a 7-year-old boy without a father. To help provide some brightness in their tough times, the Vikings invited Sean Matthews and 7-year-old Wyatt out to Winter Park to see the facility.
I think it means a lot to him to meet the Vikings players and the staff. He's very much an extrovert, and to see people caring, and no one's going to fill the void of Bill, but to have other adult males, show him that compassion is really, it's very important today for him to be here.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, Wyatt's a huge sports fan, just like his dad. I mean, he loves hockey. He loves football. He loves baseball. He loves basketball. So for him to go in the locker rooms after practice or after game, unbelievable. I mean, he's been, pictures that Sean has sent me, just smiling like crazy, grinning ear to ear that he met some players.
After getting a tour, the group was able to watch practice, and Coach Zimmer gave them a surprise.
Officer William Matthews worked heroically to protect and to serve others. This is Officer Matthews' family, Sean and Wyatt. Sean is a certified athletic trainer and serves as the assistant AD at St. Louis Park High School. Wyatt loves all things construction, is a big sports fan, especially hockey, and loves playing with his Nerf gun. Today, we honor the memory of Officer William Matthews. Wyatt, you want to break us down?
Vikings on three. One, two, three.
Vikings!
Nice job.
Wyatt and I have been very fortunate with the outpouring of love and support from people who never knew Bill, who don't know us, who appreciate what an officer does. We have felt very loved and very very supported, and I feel like I want to give back for everything that people have done for us and the kind words, and this would be unbearable without that support.
While the day at Winter Park won't bring back an officer, husband, and father, it did help give the family a break from their day-to-day lives and a chance to meet some of their favorite players. A 19-year veteran of the Wayzata Police Department who was just doing his job on a Friday afternoon this fall and tragically lost his life. Officer Bill Matthews was one who always had everyone's back. And last weekend, the team wanted to make sure the family knew that the Vikings had their back, too.